Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to She Podcast, episode 348. I am your host, Jessica Kupferman. With me, as always, the lovely Elsie Escobar. How are you today, Miss Elsie?
Oh, yay. Hello, hello, everybody.
Hello, hello. We are coming to you today during a period of time where there is a war in Russia. Russia has invaded the Ukraine, which has a bit of a personal... It's affecting my personal world more than I think other wars might, because Zelensky, the head of Ukraine, is Jewish, and because I have family from all over the Ukraine. I found Kiev, but I also found another one. Oh, now I don't remember. Olna? Olny? I don't remember. But it's in the Ukraine, also by the beach. No, I know the war's in the Ukraine. What did I say?
In Russia? You said Russia.
Yes. The war's in the Ukraine. Between Russia and the Ukraine, in the Ukraine, where my family is from. And also, like I said, their head is Jewish. So there's lots of people sending me articles to read and worry about other people's family and ancestry. And it's sad. It's scary. Jen says she has family there, too. So, yeah. So we just wanted to acknowledge that and say that we're sad that it's happening. And we hope that it ends soon.
For sure. Yeah, it's we're going to talk about it from the perspective of tech companies here towards the end of the show, so that you hear some of that as well. Just like Jess said, we wanted to acknowledge it just because it is a heavy thing. Whenever you know, remember when in 2016 we were having such a hard time recording? I think we took a couple of weeks off after the election, or I was a mess. Like, I just remember.
I was just talking about this with Jen. I think it was Jen. Maybe it was Margie. I thought it was you. I don't remember who I was talking to. But yes, I was referring to the fact that now that we have like 7 years of podcasting under our belts, we have essentially our reactions to major world events happening. Trump being elected was certainly one of them. I mean, you never heard. I did not go back and listen to it. But I remember you have never heard two more depressed women in your life than when he was first elected. We were just like, I don't even know what to say. We were just dumbfounded with shock.
Yeah. But I do truly remember not recording. Like, there were a couple times when it was like, you know what? We're just not going to record.
Yeah. We probably skipped it once or twice just because it was, what can you say? What can you say?
Yeah, and it was really weird. It's like, I think what's even more challenging whenever you're doing these shows that are topical, I guess, topical in the sense that they're happening every week. Like, we're not batch producing
topical,
these things.
Yeah, in that they're not evergreen.
They're not evergreen is that it is a challenge to, especially if the show doesn't go out either like right now, meaning we are recording today and then people will listen to it today. Mind you, there's like time in between that anything can happen from one day
to the next,
the other day.
So it could be over by the time you listen to this, which in which case,
well, no, I don't think anything's going to be over. Yay. But yeah, there's so much shifting and moving. And even personally, I remember specifically when there were a couple of times when I thought, I don't know if I can record today.
Yeah.
I just don't know if I have it in me.
There's also some other things that we have documented in our lives, like when you were looking for a new house and when Emily passed away and when, what else has happened? Those are the main things that I can think
of. Yeah, those are when we moved and like a lot of sleepless nights. Yeah, when I didn't have a home. Yeah, that's right. I think that was one of the biggest things where I kept moving. It was like I didn't have a place to be.
There was no house. There was just, we're staying here, we're staying here, we're staying here. I've never heard anyone so stressed out in my life. I've got to a point many times where I was just like, just let me get a hotel, just be in one spot for a week and then figure it out. Like, but it was impossible. It was so hard. I wonder if it has to be the first podcast movement is probably documented our first
oh my gosh, yeah, we documented. Well, actually, you know what I was thinking about too, because I thought of that very first time we recorded together, but not the one that we were giggling people on the bed, but what do you remember
that too,
when we had that? It was with Natalie Ekdahl had a party. Was it, do you remember where she threw a party that she podcasted? I don't know if it was a she podcast
sponsored
party.
Our party.
That's right. She sponsored our party, but I believe either the day before, the day of, or after, we were in the back of that bar. And we were recording on the H2, which is like my little recorder, the Zoom H2. And we were both drinking. That was the very first time.
Yes.
Like I was, do you remember this?
Yes, I do. Tequila.
Yes, tequila. We were drinking tequila.
Oh my Lord.
We were still trying to figure all this stuff out. And I remember going like, we're going to record. And we were hammered. That was the very first time we could barely. What the heck? What episode was that? We have to go find that.
That's the only time you've ever been hammered.
Yeah.
I might have been hammered one other time, maybe. But I do remember we recorded with John once where I was so punch drunk from being tired that I made like a whole musical out of the 10 terrible things to do with. Like, remember we were going over some lame podcasting tips? And I kept writing in bed after them or something.
Yes, I remember that. We were all, you were super tired that day. Absolutely. But this
delirious.
I cannot remember what this thing was, but it was hilarious. I have got to see what the heck we talked about. But yes, it was like in the dark.
We should listen to it. We'll probably pull it.
It was dark. It was dark.
Purple lighting. It was like black lighting.
Yeah.
Thing. And we were like, well, let's have a quick drink. But like, I guess we probably hadn't eaten that day because that was the fastest I've ever been drunk.
Yes.
I think. Like I was drunk in 5 seconds. And Elsie picked the drinks, of course. And it was some random ass tequila.
I don't think it was random.
This was before I was with the show. I would remember this.
This was before you were with the show.
You would have never allowed that to go on air.
Yeah.
There's no way.
This was before you were with the show. Correct, John. This was like year, because it was at New Media Expo.
Mm-hmm.
It was at New Media Expo. So it must have been that same year.
Probably a year after we met. No, you're right.
It was right around there. It was like, oh my God. Anyway, it was back in the day. 2015.
I have a question, podcasting question. Here we are talking about all these episodes, and now you want to go back and listen to them. How do you go back and figure out which one it was?
What I would do is I would go back to the number, like go all the way back. If it's on our blog, I would go all the way back to maybe year one and see the first ones, or even on our feed. Like if I were searching for it on my phone, I would probably look all the way to the back catalog and look between, I would say it was probably January, February, 2015 is what I'm thinking.
I would go on the website on our episodes page and they have like a numbered sequence along the bottom. And I'd go to the very first one or make it skip all the way to the beginning or try and get an idea of when the date was and then just start reading the show. Our show notes are pretty descript I can get an idea of when we did those things. I mean, you may even be able to Google like Jess and Elsie are drunk and just see.
No, I don't think that we wrote. I don't think
we were drunk.
Well, I know, but we didn't write that in the show notes.
Bonnie says search tequila. I mean, I think you could probably do that in our website, but just in general, I think, I'd probably try and pick the date and then scroll around that time.
Yeah. I think it must say something like recorded live at, New Media Expo or something, because usually we will do stuff like that. But that was kind of nutty and fun and exciting. But anyway, we've there's all of these things that are cataloged in our show. Mm-hmm. That we've done, that we forget. It's sort of like you're looking through your closet and you find, oh my God, I forgot I had this outfit. Remember when we did this thing? And it's that kind of a memory. But
yeah, I feel like someone should pull, like I really wanted to pull 50 moments for your birthday.
Oh yeah.
By the time I had thought of it though, I was like, 50's a lot of moments. Like I know we've had 7 years. But unless I've written them down, I'd have to go through the show notes and try and remember and then pull
those
things.
That's a project.
The one I was thinking of the other day, this is what got me down this road. Okay. Coin Idol.
Coin Idol. That's right. Coiny
that's
Doll.
That's what got me down the road because she said Coiny Doll and my reaction was of such disgust. I was like, what? For no reason. I just could not figure out. I was like, it's Coin Idol. And then we just pissed ourselves laughing. And I think it was because I was looking at Bitcoin stuff and I remembered Coin Idol. Coiny doll.
I know. Could you? That was so funny.
It was the most random. Yeah. Anyway.
I know. You know, Bonnie, I think that remember when we did in She Podcast Live this year, we did that giveaway where we had to do those trivia facts about She Podcast. Bonnie just posted, I wonder how many different locations Elsie has recorded in.
I can't answer that question.
Yeah. It would be so cool to have like some kind of wiki that is built out, you know, in all of these different neato things, because we have done quite a lot when it comes to all the recording and life experiences. And
we'd have to be like Benedict Cumberbatch. We'd have to have a bunch of Cumberbitches to like catalog. We're never going to be famous enough to have people that want to care how many different places we've recorded in.
Yeah, no. But mind you, Bonnie, I think that that's fab. That's a fab question.
It's a great trivia question.
I think that it would be wonderful as a project for whatever reason for us to go back through our back catalog and then just grab like some key things and then
we'll have to
because
do that.
I think it would be a lovely experience.
Yeah, we'll have to do that. If we have a big anniversary, like maybe 500.
Yeah.
We've got 2 more years
now.
To go.
We
should probably start now. Yeah, that's a big accomplishment.
That's a big to do. Mm-hmm. Anyway, should we talk about some Linktree?
Oh my gosh, yes. How could we not? So Linktree is our sponsor through, in fact, this may be our last mention of Linktree, but that doesn't mean we've stopped loving them because we love Linktree and we use Linktree and so many influencers use and love Linktree. Linktree is, in case you don't know, a way to thread together all your online stuff into one link because, you know, TikTok, Instagram, they only let you have one link. And if you've got something new to share, I mean, you have to keep switching that link out, which is very annoying. So Linktree gives you the one. It's one link. They click it and then they get everything you do, which I actually was knee deep in someone's Linktree yesterday because there's this influencer I found. She's like a little bit older than me, but she dresses a little like Iris Apfel, like in all these bright colors and patterns. And she's got a Poshmark where I can check out her clothes. She's got an Instagram where I can, you know, like she's got all these things. And thank God for Linktree. I found everything of hers. I can shop her clothes. I can go to all the places she likes to shop. It was very cool.
I've been doing a lot of research lately as well with a lot of different creators. Mm-hmm. I wanted to really look into a lot of people's work. And I cannot tell you how many times a Linktree link has really saved me, particularly if let's say in an Instagram feed, I find exactly something that they just shared that is not, I mean, when I say they just shared, I mean, in the past, like they shared inside of the feed in the past, not like the latest one. And then I go, oh my gosh, I wonder if that's linked into the thing. And usually when if it's a big thing, they'll have it up there and it's so helpful. Or if I find a creator and I go, I wonder if they have a podcast. Like, I don't even know, like there's nothing on their feed. There's nothing like that. And they go, I wonder if they have a podcast. As soon as I link through there and it says podcast, I'm like, there it is. It's the easiest thing ever. So
Our social media team loves it. If you've never if you've never heard of it, okay. But if you want to try it, you can do the pro account for free for 3 months if you use our code, which is SHEPODCAST. So go to linktree.com, get 3 months of Linktree Pro free as long as you use the coupon code SHEPODCAST, SHEPODCASTS.
Woohoo!
So go ahead and check it out. We will probably also be sending around a Linktree email promoting something new that they have going on. So I just wanted to keep you guys out for that. And if you're not part of our email chain, you can go to shepodcast.com/join the community so you can join our email list and keep abreast of all the new things that are happening. Get it? Because it's a women's group and I said breast.
Oh my God.
It was funny. Ba-da-cha! All right. Anyway.
All right. Well, thank you so much. Yay.
Moving on.
I'm going to call out a couple of lovely things because this is going to be part of how we move by the time this episode goes live. It's going to be March. And March is Women's History Month and International Women's Day is coming up on March 8th. There is something brewing in the world of podcasting that I've been working so hard on that you are going to be astounded by, I promise, of so many different things. But to kind of take a get a little jump start in how we participate in this incredible event in podcasting from the women's point of view here, there's a couple of resources that I've come across, and I'm just going to name them, and I hope to be doing this for the entire month of March. Jess and I are going to try to do this, but there is this festival happening. I believe it's in the UK, and it's called the Women's Podcast Festival.
I think it's in London.
It is in London. It's starting, it's on Saturday, the 18th of June. So if you would like to, you know, plan and go on to this thing, it would be amazing. Mind you, it's a little bit of a different event. It's a live event.
Yeah.
Than She Podcast Live. She Podcast Live is very much centered on the creators. It's very much centered, meaning in learning and community and things that you go in and you attend. The sessions are very much geared towards education. I think there's a lot of education, a lot of skill sets and things like that. Whereas the Women's Podcast Festival has it's a leaning a little bit more towards the entertainment aspect of it, meaning that you get an opportunity to watch live presentations of like podcast presentations where they have a lot of that stuff. And so part of it is, mind you, what it says in there is that it's a one-day event that unites the global community of female innovators and leaders in podcasting, audio, and radio. And so I do believe there are going to be panels and things like that, but I think that they also have presentation stuff where they'll be doing a lot of extra shows and things like that.
That's the one thing. I mean, I don't know if that's, we don't necessarily use that to differentiate our show, but I know that a lot of podcast festivals are either a combination or focus solely on a show, have it be a show and a presentation, just the one where people sit in a big audience. And there are some that combine that with educational materials, and we sort of focus more on educational. This is sort of like a, you know, like learning, but in a large group, I think, type setting. I could be wrong, but...
Yeah, I can be wrong as well. We should probably reach out to them and be like, hey, can you let us know a little more? We can talk a little better about it.
You're probably right.
But you can definitely see a link in the show notes and check it out, particularly if you live in the UK.
Yeah. Check it out, yo.
Check it out, yo. And on that sort of vein of highlighting stuff, Twyla Dang has been doing, I believe it's a monthly Twitter Spaces that is called Women in Podcasting. And she also is going to be, I think it is a launching thing where she's going to expand Women in Podcasting. She's been doing that for a while now. I think now in 2+ years is kind of what I'm set that I'm remembering, because I attended one of her very first Women in Podcasting events that she had. She usually has them on Sundays, like on a weekend in the middle of the afternoon. And when I first attended, it was like a Zoom call. And so everybody would show up and then they would talk. It was very geared towards education. So she would talk through a specific aspect around production or sound, something like that. And then they would do Q&A. And then that in itself moved over to Clubhouse, I believe. Mm-hmm. And then it for a brief time, and then it kind of moved to Twitter Spaces. And it used to happen, I think, a little bit more on the regular. And now it's once a month that she does it.
Nice.
And I was able to attend it in February. I happened to be thinking about Twyla, because one just thinks about Twyla Dang because she's amazing. And so I was thinking about Twyla, and I was like, I have to reach out to her. And I went into Twitter, and boom, she was having the Twitter space at that time when I came in. I'm like, well, might as well just go.
How about them apples?
How about that? So we went in there, and at one point she had over 90 people in the room, and she runs a fabulous, fabulous Twitter space. So good. So organized, all by herself. And then it's primarily a lot of Q&A. It's like it's a question and answer type of scenario. Lots of people come in there. Lots of people get answered questions. She gives them the floor. She answers them back and all of that stuff. It was a phenomenal, phenomenal event. And I have to tell you, Jess, she is just such a professional in how she runs it, as in like giving key information, being very kind and supportive to everybody that comes on, being incredibly open and just listening with all of herself. And she gives a lot of love to the people who are there who can answer the question better for her. So like if somebody asks a question, I don't know about this in terms of marketing, and then she'll go, oh, Lauren Passell is in here. She's got a marketing newsletter, and then she will send them to the people. But there was a woman who came in towards the end who asked she didn't actually ask a question. She came in, and then what she did is she said, I just want to lead into or give more insight or share my experience over to somebody else that had another question. Mm-hmm. And then she started essentially selling herself and saying her information. She started going like, well, this is what I did in order to promote my podcast. I do this and I did this. And you know what? As another thing, you could promote your podcast doing this and this. And then Twyla was just super quiet for the most part. I was like, oh my gosh, I'm sure she's... And then she was like, yeah, but she's such an elegant, wonderful, eloquent person. Because I was like, oh my God. But anyway... So then she mentioned, the woman who was asking the question mentioned some organization that has not been the most awesome in their support of representation. And so they mentioned it, and then I do this and I wrote for this and or whatever. And then she goes, excuse me, in this room, we do not give too much light. We do not amplify them very much because they haven't been. She was so sweet. So kind, incredibly respectful to the woman, but there was no budging. Mm-hmm. As in, like, in this space, we do not talk about this because of X, Y, and Z. Go ahead. And you could hear, like, the woman was, like, a little flustered, but you could see that it was just, to me, it was, her leadership is, it pours out of her.
Yeah.
So anyway, kudos to that because I would have like started.
No, you would have done very well. You do very well in those situations. You do. You're very professional as well.
Anyway, that's Twyla. So if you guys want to check it out, there will be a link in the show notes. But all right, you've got something to talk about in terms of speaking of events here.
Yes. I wanted to tell you guys that Podcast Movement Evolutions is coming up. We don't have the coupon code or anything like that. Just know that the prices, you know, go up every once in a while. But I'm really excited. I was already planning on attending Evolutions. Evolutions is, you can get three different types of tickets. If you're a beginning creator or a hobbyist, there's one track. There's one track if you're a professional podcaster. And then there's a third track if you work in the podcast industry and you service podcasters. Three different tracks, but they announced, oh my God, Elsie. They announced the keynote, and the keynote speaker, or one of them, is someone whose movies I can quote word for word, at least three of them. John's favorite comedian, Will Ferrell.
Oh,
is going to
John's favorite comedian.
Will Ferrell is one of my favorite. I know Anchorman by heart. I know Step Brothers by heart. I know Talladega Nights by heart. They are all ridiculous and hilarious. And so he'll be speaking. And I think you remember we talked about at the summer podcast movement, iHeart hosted a party and the DJ was Questlove. Well, this party has a new DJ. And I'd love for you to guess, but you never will. So I'm just going to tell you, the DJ for the iHeart party in LA in March, end of March, is Paris Hilton.
Oh, my God.
Paris Hilton, which I hear she's a very good DJ.
Yeah, I saw a picture that one of our friends posted.
Yes.
In our Slack channel where I saw her. She kind of looks almost as exactly the same.
She doesn't age. That's what money will do for you. But I'm excited because I've heard she's a very good DJ. It's just going to be super fun. I'd love to see you there. We're going to be there. We're not hosting a party or doing anything like that, but our team is going to be there and we can't wait to see you. Also, they're doing the awards, Academy Awards.
We have not talked about it,
but I want to tell you that one of our favorite people in the whole world, Ginger Campbell, is being honored this year. So Dr. Ginger will be there of Brain Science Podcast, which she's been doing, I think, almost 15 years.
Yeah.
And she puts an incredible amount of work into her podcast, and she really is owed this honor. So we're going to go cheer her on if you'd like to join us. Go to evolutions.podcastmovement.com, get your ticket, get the hotel, get the flight, do it all now because you have like a month to go. It's March 23rd. So if you're listening to this and you want to go friggin' do it, do it.
Do it. I know. And then just to, might as well talk about it a little bit here. But yeah, Dr. Ginger is being inducted. So is Marc Maron. So Marc Maron is also being inducted into the Hall of Fame. Nikayla Matthews Okome from Side Hustle Pro.
Woo-hoo. Oh, good.
I'm so excited that she's doing this thing.
Oh, yeah.
She was one of the first women that that kind of launched a very profitable how to start a podcast kind of training that she spearheaded. Amazing stuff. She's impacted particularly Black women in the space. Like I think that not very many people have, starting in, I think 2014 is when she launched that stuff. I believe it might have been even sooner. Dr. Emily Morse from Sex with Emily is also going to be inducted, which is fantastic. She's also done a lot of wonderful work in this space for quite a while. Dave Slusher, Evil Genius Chronicles. We have our other friend, Evo Terra from Simpler Media Productions.
Yes.
That's right. Evo is going to be inducted, who's just been around for, ever.
He is one of the most amazing peeps, too. He's the greatest.
Glenn Washington from Snap Judgment. And then one of my personal faves, and I think that this is, I won't be at Evolutions this year. So this is actually, and I know that there's so many other wonderful things that are happening, and there's so many other people that I've just said, I love these people, but this one hurts me that I won't be there to meet her. Her name is Molly Wood. Molly Wood is going to be there, and I love Molly. I think she was my very first inspiration in podcasting. Like, when I grow up, I want to be like Molly, because a phenomenal journalist. She is also a fantastic podcaster, and her presentation style, her smarts, her personality as a whole, her ability to create shows from start to finish and write scripts and stuff for the type of journalistic type podcasting things that I've always wanted to do, reporting on the tech industry. I started listening to her podcast. It was called Buzz Out Loud, way back when, by CNET. And it was a daily podcast. It was co-hosted at that time, and it became a phenom. Like, everybody loved Buzz Out Loud. That was when I first got to know her, and she was sassy and smart and told it like it is, and her voice was so clear, and she was so self-possessed, and she still is. Right now, she's with This Week in Startups, so she has changed to so many different places.
Wow, that's a big show.
But I love her. And of course, guess who's our host? Who's the host? One of the few podcast live keynotes. It is Damona Hoffman. Oh my God. I'm so glad that she's going to be bringing it all together, because she's.
Yes.
Love.
Yeah,
love,
we're going to have a good time. Very good time. It's going to be fun. I wish you could come.
It is amazing.
Yes. Anyway, so please join us there. We would love to see you and hug you.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be there. And that's pretty much all I wanted to say about Podcast Movement, unless you have more to discuss.
No, I do not have any more as of now.
Okay. The other thing I wanted to tell you about was just honestly, we can skip.
Really?
I mean, yeah.
It's silly.
It's not as interesting as what you have, your tool tips. So let's do that.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah.
Let's do it. Let's do it. And here we go into some tool tips.
Elsie's tool tip.
So I have been really up-leveling. And now, mind you, let's talk about your setup, because now you have the setup that we've been talking about in the past.
Yes.
Right? Could you let everybody know what the camera is that you are using now?
I have a Sony ZV-E10, which is no picnic to find, by the way.
Right.
It is very difficult to
find it right now.
I was very lucky to find one on eBay with the additional lens that you need, which is a Sigma 16mm by 50mm. It's one of those fun things where Elsie did all the research and basically told me which camera, and then I got it. But one of the things I like about it is that you can put your hand up to the camera and it will immediately focus on what's in your hand, so that you can show people, if you're blogging, what products you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a really nice little camera. It's easy to use. It does have a very large menu. You were right about that. But if you watch the videos that Elsie sends you, it works out pretty good.
Yeah.
There's not much more I need to do with it, because Elsie set me up big time. So I have that hooked into, I bought a monitor So right now what I have is a big ass monitor and then the camera on a tripod behind it. But I'm not sure that's the best setup because there's only so much space on the desk and I haven't gotten a desktop computer yet. So I have my laptop, my monitor, and a tripod with the camera all on the desk, and it's a little crowded.
Oh, I hear you.
But yeah, so I have the mic here in the front. I have the camera back here. I've got my laptop here. This is the monitor here. Ring light here. I'm going to put another one over here.
Oh, my God. For the people who are listening.
I'm going to get new curtains so that it's not so dark in here. And I might even be, you know, I realize why it's always dark in here. It's dark in here. Like, the curtains are dark. The floor is dark. The rug is dark. The paint down here is dark on the wall, like, behind
me. Right.
I'm going to brighten that shit up, baby. Let's see if we can get some, like, nice, calming white space in my space. So that's what I'm going to be doing. But, yeah, I've got the setup. And Elsie can probably tell you more about her research and why she picked this one and so on and so forth.
Yeah, it seems to be the Sony ZV-E10 is, like, the right now everybody loves this camera. Unfortunately, it really is hard to find them because of the chip shortages. So it's not because of anything going on with the Sony. It's just the chip shortages. So everywhere they're sold out, everywhere you can't find them, everywhere it says, you know, who knows when it's going to happen. So I got lucky that I got mine. I started setting it up and then just started to look for it. Like,
yeah, I found mine on eBay. They are on eBay. I just was looking every day to find it. That's all.
Right. So yeah, so there's that aspect of it. And so we've got it all set up in there. And it is, I think that part of what I wanted to do here is to really step up the She Podcast and the Libsyn production. Part of it is because I'm wanting to develop a set of skills to be able to execute some really high quality content that is a lot more engaging than what I see out there. Yeah. I have really hit a wall when it comes to seeing Zoom videos. Like, I just can't.
Meaning they're all boring?
Yeah, meaning that it's no more. I just don't want. I want more stuff. And especially whenever we're doing virtual events, whenever we're participating in a virtual event, which are not going to go away, by the way. There's going to be tons of hybrid stuff. I no longer just want to watch a speaker with, like, a title at the bottom and nothing else happening on the screen. Like, I feel like there needs to be more. So for me, I'm looking to up-level that, and I have been really working hard to set all this stuff up, right? So I have been using a tool called Ecamm Live, which allows me to switch the screen. And for those of you who would like to see a lot of this in play, you need to show up to our live stream to be able to look at it, because I'm going to really quickly just change my camera angle really fast so that you could see, like, now I'm looking to the side. It's super easy for me to be able to do that. And then now I'm going to give you a little bit of behind the scenes of what's happening here on the screen. Look at this. I'm actually using my iPhone to do this. You can see the screen right in front of me.
That's pretty fancy. I don't have all that. You got to help me
look
with
at all that stuff there. That's my Mac Mini that I have there. I have a Stream Deck here to do this. And I have the camera is right at the top, right over there. Then I have this nice light, and then I have another light. And then, of course, my audio is being routed through there. But you can see that I can just move this around and I can give you an idea of what's going on behind the scenes. And if I wanted to do something like this and just type here and you can watch that, it would be super amazing. So the possibilities of what to do with this thing is unbelievable, to be able to have different kind of angles to the camera to be able to work it. In this fashion, it's so easy to do things like that on the fly. My hope is to be able to start to incorporate StreamYard into the mix as well, so that you can see a little bit more dimension or dimensionality to whenever we're using StreamYard, which I'll address that here soon. But what I did in the latest webinar that I just did with Bethany Hawkins, who is a phenomenal, if you ever need to hire her to do a webinar for you, do it. She is so great and so animated in a fantastic way. And she's entertaining and she's a wealth of knowledge in so many different ways. So we did it and I did it all through eCam, and I had set up the scenes before. I switched scenes between she and I. We had a screen share happening. We had a timer at the beginning, and I switched the camera when I was introducing her. And I mean, there was a lot of different things that happened in that show. And I spent so much time making sure that our webinar was amazing for people who were showed up, and people were immediate. As soon as they went in there, they knew they were in for a different type of an experience. That's what I want. I want that. I want people to go like, oh, I'm going to show up and do that again because I really appreciate what that looks like. And one of the reasons I spend so much time doing that is because in the content marketing aspect of it, then whoever's dealing with your repurposing of the content, it's essentially done. They don't have to do anything extra. It's already been added to the scene. So I was very proud. If you guys, there's going to be a link in the show notes either to sign up to watch the replay, or it might already be on YouTube. And if that's the case, I will share the YouTube link for you so that you're able to see what's happening. Good. That said, though, let's talk about what's going on with StreamYard, Jess. I'm sure that you didn't know this. I'm going to give you a little scoop. Check this out. So here's this. You want to see something that's happening. For those of you who are watching, look at this. Watch.
Hold on to your pants. Ooh.
We get.
That was
we have
fun.
Little,
hearts of love. Arrows.
Hearts of love. And then we have this. Woohoo. Confetti. La, la, la. Here we go. And we have another little confetti coming in. It's a colorful burst. All of those things. So this is happening directly in StreamYard. For those of you looking, there is a little GIF overlay, and that is now available to be added here. So here's the scoop. I don't know if you knew this, but StreamYard has a fabulous, as does eCam, but we're talking StreamYard right now, a fabulous Facebook group. It is phenomenal. It is a lovely, lovely group where people are constantly talking about StreamYard to try and figure out how to, you know, up-level their production and all this kind of stuff. And what the StreamYard family has been doing since October, is that every month they provide free overlays and free GIFs and free animations in there so that you can download them for free, like what you guys just saw. The Cupid arrows were released in February for Valentine's Day, which I should have known because I forgot about this in the past and I didn't do it. But they have background images, they have overlays that are really nice and clean that are just have to do with the holiday. They have gifts so and all that fun. Stuff, and all of that is for free. Mind you, you do have to have a StreamYard paid account in order for you to do this. If you can have one that's free, that's super great, but you have to have a StreamYard paid account. And what happens is you can get the link to all of these free overlays if you join the StreamYard Facebook group. It's pinned at the top of the page, and it's essentially a Google Drive link. And you click through and you download all the things that you want. They have timers, backgrounds, holiday gifts, and all kinds of stuff. So it's super amazing what the StreamYard folks have been doing in there. Again, it is a wealth of information for you to be able to do that kind of stuff when it comes to StreamYard. So I just wanted to let you know that it's not falling behind. They're really up-leveling whatever they want to create that experience for you to really up the ante. How about that, Jess? You're going to have to go take it out. It's
anytime
really neat.
There's fun stuff to do, I'm a fan.
Yeah.
I think everything should always be made more fun. So I'm loyal to whatever company is able to do that for me.
It's so good. eCam as well has a community. eCam is the software that I used to produce, or I'm actually using it right now inside of StreamYard. I'm coming in via eCam Virtual Cam. So you're able to see the changes of my camera and all of that stuff inside of StreamYard. And that's how I've been using it. Now, if somebody's like, well, why would you want to use eCam and StreamYard? Well, when it comes to eCam, you can go live for sure. If you have a pro account, you can go live. Actually, you can go live if you don't have a pro account. But what you can't go live in if you don't have a pro account is in Facebook pages and Facebook groups, which is to most people, it's like, well, that's where I want to go live. I don't want to go live on my profile. That's weird. But you can go live on YouTube and LinkedIn and Twitter and all that stuff. You can do that. If you have a pro account, then you can go live on Facebook pages and Facebook groups. But here's where eCam does not deliver what some of us want, which is being able to go live in multiple platforms at the same time, which StreamYard does very well. We are currently live on YouTube and live on Facebook. But mind you, we are also paying for this. You can go live in two places at the same time with a free account with StreamYard. So at this point in time, I am going to continue. She Podcast is going to continue to pay for StreamYard because of this functionality. There is a little bit of an easier way of getting out to y'all.
What would people use as an alternative?
For multiple. Oh, yeah. So this is where we're going to get into how we're going to close the show today. So an alternative for StreamYard, which again, it's also a paid account, and it is what folks using eCam tend to prefer, or even eCam tends to, a lot of people who really love more high quality. I guess there's a difference in terms of the output of streams from eCam to whatever other service you are streaming to. What folks really like to use is Restream. So Restream is a sort of like a competitor with StreamYard. It's kind of like Libsyn and Blueberry, right? Those are all podcast hosting platforms. Restream and StreamYard are kind of competitors in that space. They essentially do the same thing. There are some slight differences here and there, but Restream is, you know, a very solid platform. They can do the multi thing. Everything that you see in StreamYard, you can do in Restream. They are about the same in terms of price if you're going to be paying for them month to month, although StreamYard is a little more economical in the things that it gives you. Whereas Restream is a little, I feel like it's slightly more expensive and you don't get as many different things when it comes to Restream, but it does have some really key things that StreamYard does not, which I did not write down. But as we started this recording, essentially, because you're going to be probably listening to this later, we mentioned the fact that there is some crazy stuff and war happening in Ukraine and that whole area over there. And Restream was founded by Ukrainians. And I believe they were in Ukraine when it was founded. And they had 1/3 of their workforce still in the Ukraine, when this whole thing started to go down. So their CEO, there's two founders. I think one of the co-founders reached out to their community and said, thank you so much for essentially wondering how we are all doing. And thanks for the outreach. I believe they were able to get their workforce out of Ukraine and safely out prior to when all of this happened. So it was starting to feel kind of, oh my gosh, right, prior to when everything escalated. So they've got all of that, their workers outside, but they are Ukrainian and they are creators of this incredible platform, which is Restream. And they created, there's going to be a link in the show notes because on their blog, there is a wonderful blog post that shows you all of the different ways that you can donate to the people of the Ukraine, So they really have them just all in a huge list there. So in terms of that, I just think that, you know, I'm sure that there are people out here that are listening to us that possibly even use Restream. Yeah, there's a lot of people who use Restream.
Thank you so much. Very, I mean, nice. Those are good tool tips. We gave you an abundance of riches today, I think.
Yes, all of the tool tips.
Yay. Okay. I think we're wrapping it up, right? For now. Is there anything else anyone wants to? All right, great. Thank you so much for listening to She Podcast today. For those of you who are with us live, thank you so much for watching. Please find us on social. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at She Podcast. And now we have a TikTok as well. So go see us on TikTok, tiktok.com/@SheePodcasts. We also want to tell you that if you want the links to anything we talked about today, you can find them on our website, shepodcast.com. In the next couple of weeks, we are going to be launching our new membership, so please keep a lookout for that. And the dates for our event this fall, not next fall, although we've already talked about it. We're still, you know, putting up the website and getting the tickets out. You know, we're going to launch the, what's it called? Cart! Early bird pricing. God.
I was like, we're going to launch what is it called?
Open cart. Anyway, I'm super excited. We just did another site visit this week. It was amazing. Oh my God, I had the best food in my life. Anyway, so please join us. Keep a lookout for that. I don't know what else to tell you. Thank you so much. We love you.
Mean it.
Bye.